I'm going home to my city by the bay.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from San Francisco. Right now we're at Cityscape, a wonderful rooftop bar in downtown San Francisco, the Hilton, San Francisco Union Square, and I'm here with Joe Licata. Joe's worked at the Hilton for more than 20 years, specifically charged with community outreach. Hi, Joe.
Wonderful to welcome you back up here to Cityscape on this beautiful day.
So stunning. The reason I asked you to join me here has everything to do with behind the scenes in the hotel hospitality world and even beyond. As you know, I travel every other week some new motel or hotel, and I open the soap and I use it, and then I put it in a little tray and I go, oh my God, it's like 99% new. What happens to the soaps when you leave?
Well, I'm really happy you asked me about that, Tom. You go into a fine hotel and you have some wonderful hand soap and facial soap and your shampoos and conditioners and body lotions that you may use one or two times, but then you have remaining soap and remaining product. Hilton San Francisco Union Square is part of a program called Clean the World. We harvest every one of those partial soaps, every one of those partial shampoos, and they get put into huge bins. And about once every 3 weeks, this product is then taken to a processing center where the soap is melted down and sanitized and made into bars of soap that then go to places around the world, disaster relief areas, where clean soap and hygiene products are desperately needed. And the same is true with the product remaining inside the small plastic bottles.
Like the shampoo or conditioners.
Exactly. And then the plastic is recycled. So 100% of the product is sanitized and reused. And
is this just at the Hilton, or do you find this throughout the hospitality industry in San Francisco and even beyond?
This is a fast-growing trend throughout the hospitality industry. I think as more and more hotels, and I like to think that here in California we've been doing this for quite a long time, but people are concerned about waste. People are concerned about what's going into landfill, and there's a need, and we can help fill that need with this reusable, absolutely remarkable product that can be used by people all over the world.
Another subject, another quandary of life. You check out of the hotel and the toilet paper roll is like 2/3 new, but you check into the hotel and there's a brand new toilet paper roll. And that's the same thing at corporate high-rise offices.
Again, Tom, you're absolutely right. You being a mindful person, you think about things like this. I've had the opportunity to work with other hotels and the high-rise buildings here in San Francisco. The office buildings are cleaned at night by the night cleaners. They'll go into the men's and women's bathrooms. They will extract the partial rolls, collect them, and then put in the new rolls so that throughout the day they're not available to be changing supplies. Well, about 20 years ago, I was invited to a meeting of the Building Owner Managers Association, a group of management officers of the major high-rises in the city. We had an environmental and a sustainable committee. I found out that these partial rolls of toilet paper were being taken out each night. So I asked the question, what happens to them? And I think for a time that they were simply put into the trash. But through the help of Building Owner Managers Association, I was able to connect with many of the office building managers, and they asked their night cleaners to collect these and save them. So over the years, we've had the opportunity to have nonprofit service companies pick up big, huge garbage bags full of partial rolls of toilet paper, which are then used in shelters and other nonprofit service agencies. So again, it's less waste. Well, Tom, I've had the privilege and pleasure of this position of community projects manager now for over 20 years here at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square and now with the Park 55. But in addition, I have also had the opportunity to work with many of the hotels in the city in assisting them with disposing of still usable hotel supplies and equipment. Really, the hospitality community in San Francisco is a very generous one, and I can recite for hours the amount of still usable goods, equipment, furnishings, linens, food and beverage equipment, china, glassware that hotels will dispose of that are still perfectly usable and in wonderful condition. But, you know, hotels have to keep their product fresh. They have to make sure that everything that the guest comes in touch with is as fine as it can be, in the best condition. So there comes a time, after a while, that the towels and the sheets and various pieces of furniture are such that they want to be replaced or they're going into a new design mode. That's the opportunity for hotels to dispose of them. So often when that happens, I'll get an email or a phone call and the request, Joe, we have X amount of one item or another. For example, banquet chairs, stackable banquet chairs, just one example. Hotels will replace them because they're going into a new color scheme, something that the designers are interested in doing and, again, keeping that product looking fresh. So we may have the opportunity to donate maybe 400 to 800 banquet chairs. What a boon for organizations like small theaters, churches, any place where there are congregations and meetings. So that will often happen.
Back in the day, that would be a dumpster item.
Back in the day, that and many other items would be a dumpster item. Not just the hard goods like that, but leftover items from conferences. We like to harvest as much of that as we can. Things like signage, banners, name tags, badges, lanyards, notebooks, pens, pencils.
The story you're telling is not by any means limited to the Hilton. Do you have a pulse beat of across America? Do you hear stories from the Midwest or East Coast? Are they doing the same thing?
Well, happily, Hilton has had an opportunity to talk about this, and many hotels are involved with giving programs. And yes, I have been hearing more and more about it. And often I will get phone calls from hotels across the country because we have had a best practice with this here in San Francisco, and our hotel council gets phone calls and inquiries about how do we go about doing this. So I've had the privilege of working with other cities. In fact, I got a phone call from a hotel in Savannah, Georgia, about just what we've been talking about. And that was brought to Savannah by one of the meeting planners we had here at the Hilton. So the word is spreading, and as communities are getting more evolved, there's more mindfulness, there's more concern everywhere about putting things into landfill. More and more people are concerned about that, what we like to call the second use and a higher purpose. There is a need. These organizations and hospitality organizations have an opportunity to fulfill that need. And I'm delighted to say that here in San Francisco, we do that to the best of our ability, and it's growing all over the country.
Joe Licata, thanks for sharing.
My pleasure, Tom. Always happy to welcome you back to San Francisco.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from downtown San Francisco to Hilton Union Square in San Francisco.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Francisco. Your golden sun will shine for me.